This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Podcast Movement. Are you a podcaster or thinking of starting a podcast of your own? This year, Podcast Movement, the world's largest podcaster conference, will be in Chicago. Learn more at podcastmovement.com and use code CPC to save $50 off registration. Loyal Policies, this week we're excited to bring you something very different from our usual fare. A very special crossover episode produced by Improvised Star Trek. This episode was originally broadcast in May of 2014 by Improvised Star Trek, and is completely improvised from a title provided by a listener. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Improvised Star Trek for allowing us to rebroadcast this episode. Go listen at theimprovisedstartrek.com.
This episode of the Improvised Star Trek features a collaboration with Our Fair City, a post-apocalyptic sci-fi epic for the internet. Joining us as special guests are Ryan Scheil and Mark Soloff, improvising as their characters from Our Fair City. For more information, check out OurFairCity.com.
Captain, Ensign Gregg and Ensign Lackey are late checking in from their away mission.
That's unusual.
Well, there's a lot of interference down on the planet. It seems to be, like, just drenched in snow. We keep getting signals of someone near the beam-up site, but we can't confirm.
Are you saying that we can't penetrate snow?
It's like ionic snow, I think.
Oh, ionic snow. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Classic problem of ionic snow. I remember reading a report about, it must have been Captain Sulu back in the last century.
Ensign Lorm to the bridge.
I was telling a story about ionic snow, Ensign.
I couldn't hear you, I'm not on the bridge.
Go ahead.
I'm in the transporter room with Commander Erg, doing stuff, and Erg says there's two life signs next to the transport spot, so.
Well, that's obviously Lackey and Gregg, so
yeah.
Just beam them up.
All right.
Be there.
Beaming them up.
Beaming up now!
What?
Who are
Holy
you?
My goodness! Who are you lovely people?
My name's Lieutenant Commander Erg. I run the teleporter here, but we call it a transporter.
Lieutenant Commander Erg, I am Dr. Herbert West. This is my person, Simon.
I'm not your person. I'm just a person. My name is Simon Von Hoggins, and I don't appreciate this sci-fi mumbo-jumbo you seem to have trapped us in.
This is Ensign Lorm to the bridge.
Yeah, go ahead.
There seems to have been a transporter accident.
I know there's not bionic
and
snow.
And Ensign Lackey and Ensign Gregg.
Belay that. Yes, there is bionic snow.
No, Captain.
Absolutely.
Look,
sometimes when snow gets injured,
no.
People step in and they make snow that's faster, stronger, smarter than the snow that preceded it.
It's called $6 million snow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Ensign?
There was some kind of transporter accident. We got two other guys.
Okay.
I think you're describing Ice Nine.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Sisyphus. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
You're listening to the Improvised Star Trek with Matt Young as Captain Julius Valentine Baxter,
Chris Rathjen as First Officer Corbomite Hayes,
Sean Kelly as Science Officer Crick Watson,
Griffin Eckstein as Chief Engineer Fritz Fassbender,
Irene Marquette as Security Officer Lieutenant Lady Cola,
Nick Wagner as Navigation Officer Charles Lorem,
Mary Kate Walthall as Chief Medical Officer Zarlene Zonelson,
Julia Weiss as Lieutenant King.
Today's episode, The Past Just Isn't What It Used to Be, was improvised on May 10th, 2014, from a suggestion from Saskia Slocha via Facebook.
So this will be your quarters, I assume, since he's your man.
I'm not his man, I'm just a man that was next to him.
You can share quarters.
Ah, excellent. Just a quick question.
Yes.
Do you have medical facilities on this? What are we on a boat? Are we on a crawler?
It's kind of a ship. It's a starship. It's a ship in the stars. You know. Stars.
Yeah. No.
All right.
I have never seen a star in the post-apocalyptic hellscape. I inhabit. It's just clouds and fumes.
Oh, yeah. You guys can't see stars because of the bionic snow.
Bionic snow?
Look.
I thought it was just a rumor. There are nanobots crawling around in the water molecules.
Simon, breathe.
I like this guy's style.
What are you looking at? Birthmark?
Oh, hey, sorry, man. That's not a birthmark. Well, I mean, it is in that I was, like, born with it, but it's, I'm an alien species.
You're a what?
I'm an alien.
And not like an extraterrestrial alien?
Yeah, you're also an alien. What? BTW.
Excuse me, I'm from Earth.
Yeah, well,
I'm from the planet Earth.
You're not from the Earth that I know, man, because...
That's because you're a space monster!
Hey, I know Earth. I studied there twice, okay? Spent a lot of time on Earth. Most of my friends are humans.
Oh, so that makes it okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I know humans, and you're no human.
What are you talking about? I'm as human as they come.
Hey, why don't I show you to the sick bay? That's where our medical facility is.
Oh, yes. That would be delightful.
And,
thank you.
And your man and I can have a little walk around the spaceship.
Excellent. Simon, is that okay with you?
I guess, Dr. West. Don't go too far. I'll stay within hollering distance.
Thank you, and you know our rule. Call me Herbert.
There's acid snow.
There's punk snow.
There's punk snow. There's steampunk snow.
Steampunk snow.
There's black snow.
Uh-huh. There's diesel punk snow.
Mm-hmm.
And diesel punk snow and steampunk snow are not the same. I know people get them mixed up, but they're not the same.
Can you explain the difference again?
Okay, so steampunk snow is like neo-Victorian snow. It took place in a...
Oh, crap! What happened to Anson Lackey and Anson Gregg? Anson Lorem announced that they didn't come back, that two other guys came back. I was so entranced in our conversation about snow that I totally forgot.
We were so engaged in the different genres of snow conversation that I didn't even look at these scans. Captain, we're not in 2374 anymore.
What?
We're in some other year. The time thing is, it's the thing that shows you what year it is?
The chronometer.
Yeah.
You can also call it a chronometer.
It's a chronometer.
Right.
It's just like all over the place.
Oh, wait, man. So we're all over the time?
We're all over the time, but we're in a very specific place. Captain.
Yeah?
That planet down there? The one that's covered with all of that bionic snow?
Yeah.
That's not just some crazy Class M planet. That's Earth.
The craziest Class M planet of them all.
Greg.
What?
I can't feel my legs. I'm so cold.
Where are we? I'm so lost. Here, hug me. I'll keep you warm.
Oh, gosh, Greg. I've been waiting for years for you to say that.
I'm so scared.
Oh, my God. When I squeeze you, you make a little squeak.
Yeah, I've got a squeaker inside of me.
Oh, man. That's adorable, Greg. Greg, look. There's lights. Do you see that light over there?
There are lights over there. We should head there and see if there are more people.
Yeah, maybe it's a fire. Maybe it's something.
Yeah, let's go. Whee!
I see you're making yourself at home. You found our sick bay.
Yes, this is quite delightful. I can't believe the variety of humans you have here. There's blue humans and brown humans that have bumps on their heads. This is just amazing. Do you have a saw?
A saw?
Yes.
Well, they're in this cabinet here. There are laser saws and phaser saws.
I'm sorry. Did you say laser saws?
Yeah, and they're right by the laser scalpels and the laser forceps.
Please state the nature of your medical emergency.
Have you met our emergency medical hologram?
Where did he come from? Hello, I am Dr. Herbert West.
Where did I come from? Where did you come from?
I came from Heart Life.
Oh, well, fine. I suppose I can help you around. You needed a saw, you said?
Yes, and a size 9 foot, if you can find one.
Well, we can grow a foot, or make one in the replicator if you need it.
What was that last word?
The replicator allows us to rearrange molecules to create new objects.
You can rearrange molecules by using a device?
Exactly. We collect hydrogen through the Buzzard Ram scoop, pull it into the system, and then create new objects out of the hydrogen molecules by rearranging them on a molecular level.
This is the greatest day of my life! Do you know where my friend Simon is? I think he'd be interested in seeing your morgue.
I believe he's on Deck 11 right now with Ensign Lorm.
This is my dungeon.
Interesting. Well,
they call it a brig, but I converted it into a dungeon.
I appreciate the streamlined sort of landscape you have here.
Yeah, thank you.
It seems to be missing a certain, a certain filth.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I've been looking for just the right kind of filth to put in it, and I haven't come across the right thing, you know? And you look like a guy who's got, like, just the right eye for a dungeon.
Yeah. First thing you're going to want to do is shellac at least 3/4 of it with some form of waste.
Computer, could I get a gallon of waste? Here, you want to help me start spreading this around?
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Usually, the computer uses waste to make other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of half expecting it to have trouble just making waste
mm-hmm.
out of waste. But I think it just kind of went directly into the bucket.
Sure did a fine job.
Yeah.
Crick, see if we can use the deflector dish to send a beam through the atmosphere of the planet that will clear out the tachyon particles that are disrupting the time wave, and then see if we can lock onto Ensign Lackey. I need Lackey back. I mean, he is the number one poon out on the ship.
Okay, Captain.
Okay, you do that. I'll be in my quarters reading about snow.
Real quick, Captain. Yeah. I just noticed it looks like there's been a security breach in the ship's morgue.
Okay.
We have like 15 dead ensigns in there.
Captain Baxter, Ensign Lorem?
Yeah.
Are you in the morgue again?
Nope.
Oh, it's... not Ensign Lorm.
No, I meant to tell you before you did that communication.
I mean, it just seems so obvious.
It's one of those two guys who we brought on, the not Lackey and not Greg guys.
Hey, is someone in the morgue? Hey, you guys got a morgue over there?
Yes, we do have a morgue.
We were going to recycle them, you know, into the ship's replicators.
Commander Hayes to the bridge.
This is Captain Baxter.
So I went down to meet one of the people from the planet, and he was in sick bay. And after trying to amputate a leg off the emergency medical hologram a couple of times, he left. I don't know where he went.
Hello? Is this Mark? Simon, can you hear me?
Yes.
Simon!
I can hear you. Are you in the wall?
No, I've just activated, I think it's called a comm portal.
Yeah, you guys are talking to the whole ship.
Yeah, what? we can all hear you.
Hello! I am Dr. Herbert West. You may all call me Herbert.
And my name is Simon. I don't like different people.
Well, the ship is filled with different people. The Federation is a group of like-minded peoples of all different planets working together to form a better universe.
Yeah, there are hundreds of races represented in the Federation, and 6 of them serve on this ship.
Simon, I just wanted to tell you, you have to see my new forehead.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh,
Captain, I'm now detecting there's been a break-in at the ship's crypt, which is right across from the morgue.
Seems like it's redundant, but okay.
The crypt keeper is currently on shore leave on Ryza, so he's not there to protect it like he normally is.
Oh, I hate that guy. Creeps me out. Well, who's closest to that? It's probably engineering. Send Fritz down there and tell him to round those guys up and bring him up to the bridge.
Fritz, did you get all that?
Yeah, I got all of this. The whole ship got all of it.
You see, Simon, we're not really that different after all.
I mean, you drink and I drink. That's,
yeah.
Seems like a good start.
Yeah. You're, like, creepy. I'm creepy.
Whoa.
We both have this, like, gruffly, hey, you're pretty creepy, dude.
All right. You got me.
Come on. And I know that I got spots on my head, but you know what?
You know what? We both own it.
Yeah.
And that's okay with
that's
me.
Right. This is who we are, man.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just saying... you know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe don't be such a racist dick all the time, you know?
No.
No.
Look, this is the way... Look, you're
come
okay.
On. Yeah.
You're okay. That's a start. You're one of the good ones.
Oh, come on now.
You're all right.
All right. That's a start.
Oh, Ensign Lorm.
Yeah.
I see you guys are enjoying a drink here in Starboard.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Oh, you must be one of the new stowaways.
Yes,
I'm Captain
Simon.
Julius Valentine Baxter.
Whoa. Slow down there, Mr. Rules. You guys sucked us up through your space tube into this boat, and now you're calling me a stowaway? I take umbrage to that.
I apologize. I suppose the mistake was ours. We're working to find our crewmen right now and get you back to your own, time, planet? I don't know. Where do you come from? Who cares?
Whoa!
One sea breeze, please.
I come from Heartlife, the greatest insurance company known to man.
Heartlife?
Heartlife. It's a kind of a company that rules over all surviving humans on the Earth.
Insurance?
Yeah.
Insurance? What's insurance?
You know, like if something bad's gonna happen to you and then it happens, they pay you after. I don't understand it fully, but apparently it's a good thing and we should continue paying them.
Well, nothing ever bad ever happens around here.
Well, if something bad ever happens, we share everything equally.
Yeah.
What? We're a totally socialist society. We just don't really talk about it much.
Yeah.
How could that even be? You're the captain. You have more than other people, right?
Simon!
Oh!
Simon! I have a lattice ribcage now.
A what?
A lattice ribcage. It's remarkable.
Are you in the wall again?
No. Do you happen to know where Captain Baxter is?
Yeah, we got Captain Baxter right here.
I'm sitting right here.
Hello, Captain Baxter. I would like to formally request asylum on this wonderful vessel of yours for all eternity, if possible.
Oh, Dr. West, I don't know
Please
if that's possible.
Call me Herbert.
Yes, Herbert. You'll have to excuse me. Herbert, I'll be down to sick bay in just a few minutes.
Oh, you don't have to go there. I'm on this thing called a holodeck.
Oh, then I'll meet you in the holodeck.
Okay, great.
You shouldn't be talking to the captain like that.
He seems like a perfectly reasonable human.
He's a perfectly unreasonable human. He's one of the worst humans that's ever existed.
I'm sorry. I dreadfully apologize. It's so terribly impolite for me. I have forgotten your name, sir.
I am the emergency medical hologram. I don't have a name. I am just a
You don't
program.
Have a name?
No, of course
Every
not.
Every creature that walks the earth or crawls and dies has a name.
You've reprogrammed me to have 8 arms, and I am embarrassed and shocked by this. I may not have a name, but I do have standards.
We shall call you Octavius. Octavius Thurgood Marshall.
Octavius Thurgood Marshall. I love it!
Excellent! This is so exciting.
Wonderful.
Now, could you please show me, on this device here, create one of those other beasts you were talking about earlier, the large crab-like things with the huge,
Yes, species 8473.
Ah, look at this. They live in fluidic space. Ooh, how interesting.
Yes, the natural enemies of the Borg.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know the Borg. What are the Borg?
Oh, they're a cybernetic collective that collects species of all kinds and assimilates them into the collective.
Oh. They collect other beings and make them their own.
They look like this.
Their
resistance is futile.
They're undead.
Yes, I suppose one could see it that way.
These are the space woken that Simon has been talking about all these years. Simon!
What?
Simon!
What is it? What kind of a strange, unusual place is this? What has walls that talk?
You were right about the space woken.
What? Space woken?
That is all.
What? What? You there! Help me break off a piece of wood so that I may bash things!
Oh, you know, these bulkheads aren't made of wood, but if you want to bash things, we can get some stuff to bash things with. He's talking about Borg. They're pretty cool. You want to see some?
Yeah, we must defeat them for the name of humankind!
All right.
Greg?
Yeah?
It seems like it's some sort of, like time chrono something or other. Do you remember quantum class?
Yes, I studied in quantum class.
I know.
And you were just checking out chicks.
Yeah, you gave me the answers. We had a cram.
I remember.
Remember I paid that girl 20 bars of gold-pressed latinum to go out with you?
Where did you even get latinum?
From another girl.
You're a cad.
I am. So what do we do? How do we send the signal to the ship?
If I adjust my tricorder, then maybe I can send a signal through the bionic snow to let them know that we're here. It'll be like a signal flare. They won't be able to tell that it's us exactly, but they should be able to read the signal.
Greg, that's brilliant.
Commander, I was sent on the task of going to the crypt. There's an army in the crypt.
What?
There's an army of replicated walking dead people.
Of the dead?
I swear it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. I haven't been near the morgue or the crypt. I've just been sewing these badgers together.
All right. So he's got an excuse.
I think the best thing to do is to just get some phasers. You, me, Crick's badger army. We can go just quietly vaporize the army in the crypt.
So you want me to sew phasers into the badgers?
Actually, why don't you just hold a phaser?
Okay.
And why don't you destroy your badgers?
How are we supposed to rescue Greg and Lackey without the badgers?
I would never think I would say this ever, but I feel more comfortable with the army of badgers behind me.
Captain Baxter, Commander Hayes?
Yes, Captain.
There's only one Wikipedia entry for snow.
Well, sir, you can certainly add more.
Captain, have you tried Eskimo Wikipedia?
Good idea.
Yeah, so Borg are like half dead people and half like robot people. Oh, like these guys.
Oh, holy.
Someone made an army of Borg on board this ship.
All right, you different man. We need to work together for once in our lives to kill these monstrosities.
Call me Charles. We're friends, okay, man? We're friends. Just be cool.
Yeah, we're all right. I mean, we'll work together. Take this, you hideous beast! They take a licking and they keep on coming.
Yeah, they really do. That's kind of their thing.
Oh, boy.
Resistance is futile.
I think, I hate to say it, I think we need to fall back into that space hallway that you guys seem to have constructed this boat out of.
Corridor.
Yeah. Just a
corridor.
All right.
Simon!
Dr. West! The Woken! The Woken, they're coming!
They have multi-badgers here.
Resistance. I don't even know what a single badger is.
Resistance is...
Yeah, I call it a badger king. I based it off of Rat King, where, like, rats would get their tails stuck together and it would just be, like, one monster rat. So I figured that we could use it to, you know, beam it down to the planet and find Greg and Lackey that way. Put, like, a homing device on it. Beam them up through the bionic snow.
Sounds like a good idea. I mean, except for the part about... the Badger King. I don't really understand why it's necessary or useful.
I'm kind of intrigued.
Well, I mean, like, it's a, like, furry animal, so I figure the fur would help in the snow, and badgers are smarter than a lot of other animals.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, badgers are the 74th smartest animal.
Well, then good work.
Excuse me. Hello, I don't believe we've met. I'm Dr. Herbert West.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Commander Crick Watson.
Somebody told me you were responsible for these badges, I see.
Yeah, you know, I made a New Year's resolution not to create any science abominations this year, but I just can't help myself.
You made a resolution not to create abominations?
I almost end up killing everybody all the time. It's just bad. It's like, it's a bad habit. I know it's a bad, but I can't stop myself.
Guys, the army of Borg have been making... progress. We had to fall back. Oh, this is the guy, everyone. This is the guy.
Yes, look at my new arm. It has mechanical parts now, too.
Yeah, this is the guy. Hey, can you stop these Borg?
Can I stop the... Why would I want to do that? Heavens.
Oh.
It's Greg. Commander Hayes.
Yes, Greg.
A beacon. The town...
I can't hear what he's saying.
Greg's really cold, Commander. He's super cold. We figured out we're in the future, you're in the past.
I can't hear them. I'm just going to beam them up using this beacon and ask them in person. Excuse me one second. I'm going to pop right in here to the transporter room. Excuse me.
Oh, that's so much better. Hello, Commander Hayes.
Hey.
We're back on the ship. We did it.
Where's the captain? I have something urgent to tell him.
Oh, he's like right in the corridor. Oh, also, careful. There are Borg and Badger in there as well.
This is too important. I'll see you guys later. Greg.
I love you. Bye.
Well, it seems we're trapped in this tiny little cupboard. We may die imminently.
It's just you and me.
I want to tell you, even though if these things break down the door and they eat through our lungs and other parts...
Uh-huh. I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
You're different than me.
You're different than me.
Let's leave it at that. Never thought I'd die with a different guy next to me. But this is it.
Keep firing. The Borg keep coming. You gotta hold them off.
Captain, finally, I got you.
Lackey, you're back.
Yeah, I beamed down to the planet. Greg was so cold, but we figured it out. And I actually found another creature on the planet that I smooth-talked.
You are the slickest.
That's it. That's all I had to say.
Okay, you're right. We can use the bionic snow and the nanobites in it to fight the Borg.
That's what I said.
So wait, you're telling me that here, in a situation like this, where our ship is being ravaged by Borg, we could get a payout from an insurance company?
Well, it's not really quite a payout. I mean, there's lots of paperwork, but let me tell you, if there's one place that can tell you how to survive a woken apocalypse, it's Hard Life.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Is there like a background check or anything? We're actually a pretty high-risk ship. I mean, ships are pretty high-risk.
We fill out a lot of paperwork on this ship, or pad work.
Oh, Commander Hayes.
Yes.
Commander Watson, I need you to beam some of the bionic snow into the corridor where the Borg are. I think the bionics and the nanobites in it will be a natural enemy of the Borg.
Okay.
Did it sound like... It sounds like they're...
Sounds like it's snowing.
Sounds like it's snowing.
The distinctive sound of snow. I recognize that anywhere.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're slowing down. Like they're sort of making disintegrate-y type sounds.
I'm so cold.
You cold?
So cold.
What?
What'd
you get cold?
Something I don't want to tell you.
Oh, let me in.
Oh, hey.
Thank goodness, it almost got into me.
Ensign Greg.
You look so cold.
Now this guy is different.
Let me hug you and warm you up.
No!
God damn it.
So, the Borg were frozen. Multi-Badger's still loose on the ship somewhere. Badger King. I don't know. I can't decide which one of those names I like for it the best.
I like Multi-Badger, personally.
Yeah, Badger King, though.
Dr. Octavius, we're gonna need you to erase these guys' memories. They're... That one especially, Herbert, is too dangerous to stay aboard the ship.
Well, I suppose we can do that.
A counter-proposal, if I may. How about, instead of erasing my memory, I take all of your memories in the form of your brains?
No.
No, I think we're going to pass on that. And I've checked with Starfleet. Since you are from a different time period, you can't actually request asylum. Loophole. Great. So...
Yeah.
Doctor, go ahead.
All right.
And wipe their memories. Here you are. Just look straight into this light.
Everybody put your sunglasses on.
Oh, you just wiped the memory of my only friend.
Oh, my goodness. Who are all these lovely people?
Where am I?
Simon,
hello.
It's me. Simon, do you remember me? Do you remember the spots?
A different looking individual from myself.
Now, quick. Stand right here on these lighted pads.
I am Dr. Herbert West. Pleasure to meet you all.
Lieutenant Commander Erg, two to beam down.
Energizing.
What is that blue plasma?
Well, that was a close one.
I'm going to miss those guys.
We nearly pulled two strangers out of the past or the future. We don't really know. We don't really care. And we could have set the course of history in an entirely different direction. We already have one mad scientist on board. If we had two, I shudder to think what could happen.
I shudder too.
Let me hug you.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Setting in a course to slingshot around the sun, Captain.
Let's go back in time.
Wait, I thought we already... All right.
Improvised Star Trek is an unwritten and spontaneous production based on episode titles submitted by our fans.
New episodes are available every other Sunday via iTunes, Stitcher, and our website.
You can go to theimprovisedstartrek.com to learn more about the ship and her crew.
Like us on Facebook or follow Improv Star Trek on Twitter to submit your episode title.
Post-production of Improvised Star Trek is provided by Very Clever Media.
With additional editing provided by Roger Payton.
And Hannah Parsons.
Improvised Star Trek is a fan production. Star Trek is property of CBS Paramount.
Star Trek was created by Gene Roddenberry.